Hi there, good morning. This is a Monday morning. I'm Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18 telling you all the cues that you need to work with on this Monday morning. Remember, this is a truncated week. We have a holiday on Wednesday, but before that, we do have two trading sessions. On Friday, the market snapped a five-day gaining streak, exacerbated the losses in the last hour, primarily on account of SBI results that soured sentiment. The Nifty Bank was lower by almost 200 points on Friday, and 100 of those points on the downside were courtesy SBI itself. Why is SBI so important in terms of earnings? Well, almost 25 to 30% of Nifty's FY19 earnings estimates are primarily on account of SBI. And with SBI missing the estimates, that brings a big risk to Nifty's FY19 earnings estimate. In fact, we have a couple of brokerages, the likes of Macquarie, Deutsche Bank, and even Nomura, cutting SBI's FY19 earnings estimates by almost 14 to even 85%. That brings the larger market earnings at a bit of a risk. Apart from SBI, another big heavyweight bank we will be watching out for in trade today is HDFC Bank, as the deputy MD Paresh Sukthankar has resigned. Now, he has said that he wanted a change, so that spurred some rumors of whether he's joining Axis Bank or any other bank. However, those were denied. If the price movements are something to go by, over the last 1 month, ICICI Bank and Axis Bank has outperformed HDFC Bank's stock moves, so that is something that the street will be watching out for. The mid-cap space, however, will be abuzz by a couple of media stocks. PVR has made an acquisition after outperforming on Friday's trading session. It will be very interesting to see how that stock pans out. And Sun TV, the results, beat estimates and ad revenue growth of 17%. IPL operating profits actually beating street estimates, with the stock down about 25% from its record highs. Will be very interesting to see whether the street finds favor in Sun TV or not. In terms of flows, the FII sold on Friday's trading session to the tune of about 500 crores, but that is nothing to worry about because they ended the week with still some buying. In index options, though, that is something we will be watching out for. That 11,500 mark remained elusive on Friday, and we saw some further selling at that call as well. So whether that mark gets taken out or not is something we have to wait and watch out for. On the lower end, however, 11,350 continues to see some support, as we saw some selling in that put. The global cues are not too good. The Turkish lira concerns have taken the European markets, the emerging markets, as well as the Asian markets in the red. The SGX Nifty indicates a cut of 0.5% at the open, still outperforming the others. So let's see how it pans out. In terms of stocks and news, well, it is the last couple of days of earnings season, so let's see how many numbers is the street working with. Will we start with Tata Steel? India business is likely to outperform. European business likely to be under pressure as the company reports its first quarter numbers today. Coal India, the results were below estimates. The realizations were below estimates. Dalmia Bharat, their margins came off by about 500 basis points. That is something that the street was expecting. And in India Cements, in an otherwise weak performance, the only silver lining was the finance cost that came in lower by 16%. The management attributes that to some payment or repayment of debt. Poor spate of numbers coming in from all the public sector banks. Union Bank of India, slippages remained elevated at upwards of 4,600 crore rupees. Andhra Bank reported a fourth consecutive quarter of net loss, while Corporation Bank reported a fifth consecutive quarter of profit before tax loss. In terms of IOC, they reported a good set with about 10% growth on the top line, 31% growth on the bottom line. Cross refining margins too coming in at $10.2 per barrel. PC Jewelers, now the revenues came in higher by about 14.5%. The net profit grew by about 4%. It'll be interesting to see if the street actually goes ahead and believes these numbers. Thyrocare, the revenue grew by 11%. EBITDA grew by 13%. Glenmark, again, poor set of numbers, 8.5% decline on the revenue, 40% decline on the EBITDA, and the margins came in at 16%. This compares with 24.5% that the company posted in the comparable quarter. Amara Raja Batteries, the revenue grew by about 19%, but higher material costs meant the margins declined. The one that really stood out over the weekend in terms of numbers was Godfrey Phillips, an EBITDA of 97 crores, which compares with about 5 crores. And on the bottom line too, the company posted a profit. Yes, it came off a low base, but at 97 crores, the EBITDA was higher than the average run rate of about 75 to 80 crores as well. Have a good day.